Here are your latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Tom McGarry, and boss Steve Bruce has paid tribute to match winner Callum Wilson following his two-goal haul during Sunday's 2-1 victory over Everton in the Premier League. Speaking after that match, Bruce said, "He's crucial to us. He's given us that cutting edge, which a goal scorer has." Wilson has now netted 6 times for Newcastle since joining from Bournemouth during the summer, and Bruce admitted the forward was unhappy at being replaced late on by Andy Carroll, which meant he couldn't go for his hat-trick. Bruce has also confirmed that winger Alan Saint-Maximin should be fit for Friday's game against Southampton. The winger was taken off with a knock midway through the second half, but Bruce feels he will be okay for the trip to St. Mary's. Elsewhere, and Newcastle have reportedly taken former Dundee striker Kedwin Scott on trial. The 21-year-old will spend the next month training with the club's under-23 side. That's after scoring 20 goals in his last 9 appearances for non-league outfit Hebburn Town. Sunderland are also said to be interested in Scott, who is looking to work his way back into full-time football. Finally today, and with the nation set to go into a second national lockdown on Thursday, it seems unlikely that supporters will be returning to Premier League grounds anytime soon. However, when fans are allowed to return, it will be under limited capacity and a 1 metre social distancing rule will have to be enforced. That would mean, according to reports, that Newcastle would be able to have 14,240 supporters in attendance once the current restrictions are lifted. That's all for now. We'll have more later.